Yes.
主早间你亲自领我们来到独楼地，
Lord, lead us to Calvary this morning.
将十架活化在我们的眼前，
and make it such a life scene in our eyes, your scene of crucifixion.
使我们何等的救主为我们挂在木头上，
that we can see what an amazing Savior of ours are on the cross for us.
使你亲身担当了我们的罪，
and you personally took the burden of our sins.
使你为我们完成的救赎，
and you complete the salvation for us, Jesus.
主我们的心爱你，
and we have to say we love you, Lord.
众童女的心都爱你，
and the hearts of the virgins all love you, Jesus.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名，
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I love you, Lord, and I lay my voice to worship you, oh my soul.
It's good to be here with you guys again.
很高兴早晨跟你们在一起。
And just have an opportunity to worship.
我们一起敬拜我们的神。
Amen. Let me take a moment just to pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we just bless your name this morning, Jesus.
早晨我们称谢你的名。
And we just ask you that you would just help us focus all our attention on you this morning.
早晨愿我们所有的注意力都在你的身上, 主。
Help our hearts to really meditate on you and trust in you in a new way.
让我们的心都思想你自己, 并且相信你新的作为。
Just be with my mind and mouth as I communicate this message.
当我传讲信息的时候, 求你充满我的心思, 我的口。
And help me just to not overlook any point that you want me to share this morning.
叫我不要忽略任何你早晨要我交通的话语。
And not to add anything extra.
也不增加什么从我个人来的。
That's not needed, Lord.
若是不需要的话。
Just bless the reading of your scriptures.
早晨我们读你话语的时候, 求你祝福我们。
And let them be a great source of encouragement to your body here.
让它成为基督身体的好的鼓励。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督名祷告, amen.
Amen. We come together and worship the Lord this morning.
早晨我们一起来在这里敬拜主。
To remember the Lord, amen.
来纪念主，不是吗？
We read the scriptures to remember the Lord.
我们读圣经，好叫我们记得我们的主。
The cup and the bread are to remind us about the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们领主的饼，主的杯，好叫我们记得基督的爱。
We share our testimony.
我们分享我们的见证。
To help others focus and remember on Jesus. Amen?
是帮助其他人把他们的眼目集中在主的身上，并且记得主，不是吗？
We pray to help ourselves remember and to focus our attention on Jesus.
我们祷告好叫我们能够集中注意在主的身上。
In fact, everything we do in the church
事实上在教会里所做每一件事
is meant to help us remember and put our mind on Christ.
目的都是叫我们记得并且集中我们的注意力在基督的身上。
To focus our faith on Him.
把我们的信心投在他的身上。
Amen.
Amen.
We are part of an unseen kingdom.
我们是一个看不见的国度。
We have faith in an unseen Lord.
我们有一个信心是在我们看不见的主身上。
And everything around us in the natural world
在我们四周这个自然的世界里
is fighting and competing with this unseen kingdom.
都在跟着看不见的国度征战。
It tries to draw our mind and heart away from the things of God.
看得见的世界要把我们的心思、我们的思想、我们的心从神面前拉开。
To look on the things that we can see, taste, and touch.
叫我们注意在那些我们可以看见、可以触摸、可以尝到的事情上。
And to trust in those things.
叫我们的心来信任这些看得见的事物。
More than we trust on the Lord.
以至于我们不能那么的相信神。
Amen. Do we recognize this struggle?
我们认不认识这个征战呢？
This fight,
这个一度不断的征战
but yet many in the Church of Jesus Christ,
但许多在基督耶稣教会里的人
are still forgetful,
常常是很健忘的
So my message this morning that I would like to share,
所以今天早晨我想与各位分享的
is on spiritual amnesia,
就是属灵的健忘症
spiritual forgetfulness,
属灵的失忆症
versus spiritual awakening.
它的相对另外一面就是属灵的觉醒。
Let's read Psalms 103.
我们可不可以一起读诗篇103篇。
It's a familiar psalm.
是一首我们都熟悉的诗篇。
David the psalmist starts in verse 1.
第一节说到。
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。
And all that is within me, bless His holy name.
凡在我里面的，也要称颂他的圣名。
Amen. We are created to be a blessing to God.
我们被创造就是要来称颂神的。
Verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul.
第二节说，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。
And forget not all His benefits.
不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Your ability to bless the Lord
我们之所以能称颂神
and to be a blessing to others
或者成为别人的祝福
hinges upon our ability to remember Christ
在于我们能不能记得耶稣
If we become a forgetful people
如果我们成为那个健忘的百姓
If we forget the word of God
我们忘记了神的话
If we forget the body of Christ
我们忘记了基督身体的宝贵
We lose our ability to be a blessing to God and to one another. Amen?
我们就失去那个称颂神并且祝福别人的能力。
Amen?
That's
pretty basic. Amen?
这个是很基本的不是吗
And then what the psalmist does throughout the rest of Psalms 103
在整剩下的103篇里面
is remind us of the benefits of Christ that we are to remember.
一直提醒我们各样在基督里属灵的恩惠。
Who forgives all your iniquity and heals all your diseases.
他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。
Who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with a steadfast love and mercy.
他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
Who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如鹰返老还童。
Are you remembering the Lord with me through this scripture?
借着我们读主的话，你们记起主的恩典了吗？
The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed.
耶和华施行公义，为一切受屈的人伸冤。
He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the people of Israel.
他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
Verse 8.
第八节。
The Lord is merciful and gracious.
耶和华有怜悯，有恩典。
Slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion for those who fear him. And on throughout the rest of Psalms 103, David reminds us of the benefits of Christ. The psalmist says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." And all that is within me. This first exhortation in verse 1 is not to someone else around David. He's speaking to his own soul. Have you ever commanded your own soul? Remember the benefits of Christ. I will bless the Lord. I will trust in Jesus. I will not be forgetful of the goodness of God. Amen? Have you ever done that? Have you ever reminded yourself of the goodness of God? Before we can be a true blessing to the Lord and be a blessing to one another, we must be a people that are given to the discipline of recollecting. Are you familiar with that English word, to recollect? It literally comes from the idea of recollecting. This world and all the activity that's involved in it oftentimes scatters our thoughts about Christ. Amen. It distracts us from the goodness and the mercy and the kindness of Jesus. So the scripture exhorts us to remember, to recall the goodness of God. To recollect our thoughts about God's goodness. Are you distracted this morning? Are you discouraged this morning? Are you weary this morning? I believe to the extent that we deal with those kind of issues in our heart, to the same extent, we have been forgetful of the benefits of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't this a good word?
这岂不是很美好的话语吗?
Isn't this a good word?
这不是很美好的话语吗?
Not because it's my word.
不是因为我这样说,
because it is a basic discipline of the Christian faith.
而是基督徒信仰生活里一个基本的操练。
I will command my own soul to bless God. I will command my own soul to remember all the benefits of Jesus. This morning we took the cup and the bread. They are a tangible physical prompter. Something we can touch and taste that is meant to remind us to stir our faith in Christ's work on the cross. Amen. We sing songs, we sing hymns this morning to help us focus our faith and our attention on Christ.
目的是叫我们的注意力跟我们的信心都集中到主耶稣的身上。
We share our testimony, we read the word of God, we pray.
我们与人分享我们的见证，我们读神的话，我们祷告。
To help us meditate and set our mind on Christ.
目的就叫我们默想并集中我们的思心在基督的身上。
You say, yes, yes, I get it, David.
你们说好了好了，我们懂了 ，David.
I understand. This is nothing new, right?
我知道，我本来就知道的，不是吗？
And yet we are still so forgetful.
但是我们却常常忘记。
Amen.
Amen.
Still we struggle to remember the goodness of God.
我们常常挣扎着，以至于我们会很难记得神的恩惠。
Have you ever had a wonderful time in prayer?
你有没有曾经祷告的时候有一个美好的时光？
God speaks fresh things to your heart.
神向你说新鲜的话。
He encourages you, I'm going to do it. I'm going to answer that prayer.
他鼓励我们，告诉说我会答应你这个祷告。
Fear not. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Have you ever heard the Lord say that to your heart?
不要灰心。你有没有听到主这样启示？是在你心中的。
And you walk out the door.
但是你祷告完了，走出去了。
Something hits you.
一件事情发生了。
The enemy attacks.
仇敌攻击你。
Somebody says something that is unkind.
有人对你说一个不和善的话。
And it knocks you down.
一下就把你打倒了。
It hits you upside the head.
打到你的脑袋上。
And suddenly you can't remember what God was just saying. Amen?
你就忘了刚才神对你说的话。
Has that ever happened to you?
有没有发生在你们在做任何人身上？
This is the struggle of the Christian faith.
这就是基督徒信心的征战。
This is our battle of faith.
这是我们信心的征战。
What is involved in remembering? It is, as I've already said, a recollecting of the truths of God. Amen.
怎么样能够叫我们再收集回来呢？就是我们集中在主在神身上的那个真理。
When the Scripture says to remember the Lord,
圣经说要记得耶和华。
It's not that kind of random remembering.
不是胡思乱想，随便记得什么事。
You know, as we're going through the day, sometimes go, oh yeah, I need to do that.
就好像我们一天忙碌的生活里，常常你说，哦，我得记得做那件事情。
No, when the scripture talks about remembering, it's talking about a discipline.
在这里所说的记得是一个有操练自律的一个记得。
A practice.
是一个操练一个学习。
Amen?
Amen 吗？
That's why we go to the word of God every day.
所以我们每一天都读主的话。
To be disciplined to say, I will set my mind and remember on the goodness of Christ.
我约束我自己。要我定义每一天要来记得神的恩惠。
If you do not make the word of God a priority in your life,
若是神的话在你的生活里不是首位。
If you fail to read the scriptures on a daily basis,
你不每一天读神的话。
You will forget.
你会忘记的。
If you fail to go to God in prayer every day,
如果你不到神面前来每一天向他祷告。
You are bound to forget some of God's benefits.
那你一定会忘记神一些的恩惠的。
If you neglect the assembly of the saints,
你若是忽略你四周圣徒的重要。
You will forget some of God's benefits.
你会忘记一些神的恩惠的。
The scriptures reveal that we are inclined to forget.
圣经已经显出了我们是很容易忘记的人。
If this wasn't a common problem in the lives of the people of God,
若是这是神百姓的一个普遍的问题的话，
the word of God would not say, remember, 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 don't forget, don't forget, don't forget.
神就不会一直提醒说不要忘记，不要忘记，不要忘记。
Psalm 78:11.
第诗篇第78篇第11节。
And they forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them.
他们忘记他所行的和他显给他们奇妙的作为。
Psalms 106:13.
第106篇13节说到。
They soon forgot his works.
等不多时他们就忘了他的作为。
They did not wait for his counsel.
不仰望他的指教。
You know, if you forget about the goodness of God,
你知道我们若是忘了神的恩惠，
it's easy to neglect praying and waiting on the counsel of God.
我们很容易就忘了祷告神，仰望他的指教。
Psalms 106:21.
在106篇21节说到，
They forgot the God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt.
他们甚至忘了神，他们的救主，他曾在埃及行大事。
Hosea 13:6.
何西阿书十三章第六节讲到。
They had pastures, they were filled, they were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore they forgot me.
这些民照我所赐的食物得了饱足，
记得饱足，心就高傲，忘记了我。
When we're going through hard times,
当我们经历我们生命中困难的时光的时候，
it's easy to remember the Lord, isn't it?
我们很容易记得主，不是吗？
But when we have abundance,
当我们很丰富的时候，
when things are going well,
当一切都很顺利的时候，
sometimes we forget God, don't we?
有的时候我们就会忘记了神，不是吗？
Deuteronomy 6:12,
生命记第六章十二节说到，
the scripture exhorts us,Then beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage.
你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。
This is my exhortation this morning. Beware lest you forget.
这是今天早晨我的主题，要谨慎，不然你会忘记。
I'm sharing this message especially for the benefit of those who have had many of the promises of God spoken over their life.
我早晨我的负担是向那些许多曾经得着神许多应许的。
For those who are trying to hang on to promises for their marriage.
许多人也许在婚姻中还在仰望神的应许的。
For those who are trying to hang on to God's promises for your family.
或者为了你的家庭在神面前仰望他的应许，为了你的下一代在神面前仰望他的应许的。
For those who have worked to establish this assembly, to plant this gathering.
还有那些在这里工作，在这里建立教会的。
Didn't God give you many promises in the beginning, in the early days?
在起初的时候，神岂不是给了我们许多的应许吗？
Do you remember things that the Lord has said in the past?
你记得过去的时候，神说了什么话吗？
And yet it's still so easy to forget.
但是我们仍然很容易就忘记了。
The scriptures urge us not to forget the person of Jesus.
圣经说不要忘记耶稣。
Is it okay if I read some more scriptures about not forgetting?
若是我再读几处讲到不可忘记的经节给你们，可以吗？
You're not growing tired of the word of God, are you, this morning? 你们
对圣经还没有疲倦吧？
It's good to read the word of God, isn't it?
读神的话岂不是好吗？
Jeremiah 2:32.
耶利米书第二章第三十二节。
Can a virgin forget her ornaments?
处女岂能忘记她的装饰呢？
Or a bride her attire?
新妇岂能忘记她的美衣呢？
Have you ever been to a wedding when the bride forgot her wedding dress?
你有没有去过参加一个婚礼，结果那个新娘忘了穿她的新娘服的？
I've never been to one that said, "Oh, I've showed up in my ordinary day clothes."
我还没有发生见过这样的事，新娘穿着一般的衣服来的。
The second half of this verse says, "Yet my people have forgotten me." Days without number.
但是这一节的后半部说到，我的百姓却忘记了我无数的日子。
It didn't say my people have forgotten this doctrine or that doctrine.
他并没有说我的百姓忘了这个教训或那个教训。
This spiritual discipline or that spiritual or religious practice.
忘了这个操练或那个约束。
God's complaint against his people
神的抱怨是什么?
Is that they have forgotten me. They've forgotten him.
而是他的百姓已经忘记了他自己,忘记了神。
He is personally offended because he is feeling neglected and forgotten.
神被冒犯了,因为他觉得他的百姓把他完全忘了。
Have you ever felt forgotten?
你有没有觉得被忽略过?
You know, husbands, when you came home and you expected that special meal from your wife,
你知道做弟兄的你欢欢喜回家的时候你希望桌上摆的那个特别好吃的菜
Only to find she's not there
那你发现原来你的姊妹不在家
Dinner's not prepared
晚餐根本就没有在桌上
And you take it personally You're tempted to take it personally
我们很容易就好像被冒犯了
We forget one another sometimes, don't we?
我们常常会忘记彼此不是吗
And God is trying to touch us and remind us that when we neglect
但是神却要提醒我们触摸我们当我们忘记的时候
Prayer, the scriptures, the gathering of the saints
借着祷告借着神的话借着我们一起奉他名的聚集
We're not just forgetting about a religious practice
我们不是仅仅忘记一些属灵的操练
We're forgetting the person of Christ
而是我们忘记了耶稣基督他本人
Jeremiah 18:15
在耶利米书十八章十五节说道
Because my people have forgotten me,
我的百姓竟忘记我
They have burned incense to worthless idols,
向假神烧香
And they have caused themselves to stumble in their ways
使他们在所行的路上,
from the ancient paths,
在古道上半跌,
to walk in pathways and not on a highway.
使他们行没有修筑的邪路。
When we forget God, we trust in the wrong things.
当我们忘记神的时候，结果就是我们会信任不正确的事情。
If we're unmindful of the goodness of God,
若是我们常思想神的恩惠，
we depend on other people to do things that they can't do.
我们就要 we're not mindful or mindful.
If we're unmindful,
如果我们若是不记得神的恩惠，我们的信任就会放在那些不可靠的、会改变的人事物上面。
Do you know what happens when we trust in other people to do what only God can do?
你知道当我们希望别人来成就只有神能成就的事的时候，会发生什么事吗？
Somebody's going to be disappointed.
就是有人会失望的。
Somebody's going to be unhappy.
有人会不开心的。
Because none of us can help each other in that way. Amen?
因为没有人能够真的帮助别人。
It causes strife, division, it causes broken expectations.
会引起各种的争闹、各种的纷争、各种的争竞。
We've got to keep our eyes on Jesus.
我们的眼目应该要在神的身上。
Couple more verses, Deuteronomy 32:18.
生命记32章18节。
Of the rock who begot you,
你轻呼生你的磐石。
You are unmindful,
忘记产你的神,
and have forgotten the God who fathered you.
你忘记了生你的神。
If this wasn't a real problem among the people of God,
如果这不是神百姓一个普遍的真实的问题的话,
if we didn't kind of have a natural inclination to go this way,
若不是我们就是好像天然来说就很容易这样的话,
it would not be such a topic repeated over and over and over and over again in the Word of God.
在圣经里就不会一再的重复这个题目。
Isaiah 49:15.
以赛亚书49章15节。
Can a woman forget her nursing child?
妇人岂能焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩？
And not have compassion on her son of her womb?
不连续她所生的儿子。
Surely they may forget.
即或有忘记的。
Yet I will not forget you, the Lord says.
我却不忘记你。
He says, you may forget.
这里意思就是说你是可能会忘记
God says he will not forget.
但是神说他不会忘记
Amen. Isn't that good news? Praise God that he does not forget.
这岂不是好消息吗因为神说他是不会忘记的
Because we have a bad memory sometimes, don't we?
我们的记忆力是不好的不是吗
It's possible to even forget the person of Jesus in the midst of doing ministry.
甚至在我们服侍主的时候在服侍当中我们都有可能忘记
Amen.
Amen.
In many, many different bodies, among many different religious groups,
有各样宗教的组织
people fight and bicker and nitpick about things that are in the scriptures.
有的时候人会为了圣经中的话彼此相争，很小的事彼此相争
And it's not helping people remember Christ at all.
但是这样的争执不能够帮助任何人记得神
It is possible to put focus more on the pieces of the church.
有时候我们可以注意在教会中很零碎的小的事情上。
Then it is to remember and focus on the Christ of the church.
而忘记了耶稣教会的基督是谁。
When we strive among each other,
有的时候我们纷争
over how this is done or how this isn't done in the church.
我们争执在一个教会里事情应该这样做或者应该那样做。
When we fight and our spirit is bad,
当我们争执我们的灵就不对了。
That's not the wisdom of God, amen?
这个绝对不是从神来的。
Obviously, that's not helping us remember the Lord, is it?
并且对于我们记得主一点帮助都没有。
So we may even focus on the right things,
有的时候也许我们的注意的是对的事情。
But not for the right reason.
但是我们的理由是不对的。
Not for the purpose of really remembering Jesus.
我们的目的不是真的要来记得纪念主。
Amen?
Amen.
Why do we sometimes forget?
为什么我们会忘记呢?
I gave the illustration in the beginning.
在一开始的时候我举了一个例。
Has anybody hit their head real hard?
你们有没有撞到头过?
Has anybody had a concussion in the room?
有没有人发生过轻微脑震荡的?
Nobody, just me, huh?
有没有,就我,只有我有这种经历,是不是?
I've done it about 3 or 4 times, unfortunately.
很不幸我发生过三四次这样的事情。
And I lost a little bit of time.
然后我发生,当我轻微脑震荡的时候,我会忘记时间。我会忘记这个不久前的事情。
And I would talk to those who are around me, what just happened?
我对于刚发生事情不记得，我就问我四周人说，刚才发生什么事？
I can't remember what happened right before the accident.
在那个意外之前的事情我都不记得了。
And even maybe an hour or two hours after, I can't remember.
也许已经过了一两小时，我就是想不起来刚才发生的事。
Have you anybody else have ever had that happen?
你们有没有发生过这样子的脑震荡？
Okay.This is a natural thing that happens to us in the physical world when we get hit real hard.
在天然生命里，在属这个天然生命原则里面，这是非常容易发生。当你遭到撞击之后，你会失去记忆。
But there is a spiritual application.
但是这里有一个属灵的一个应用。
In the kingdom of God, as we're pursuing the Lord,
在神的国度里面，我们追求神。
We can take a hard hit.
有的时候我们可以被重打了一下。
The enemy may attack unexpectedly.
也许仇敌在我们出意外的时候攻击了我们。
And for a short time afterwards,
在那个之后有一段短暂的时间，
we cannot remember what God was saying to us.
我们就一下想不起来神对我们说了什么。
The benefits of God seem just a little bit fuzzy.
好像神的恩惠变得很模糊了。
We may even question the goodness of God.
甚至我们会对神的恩惠发出疑问。
Because we just went through this hard thing.
因为我们刚才遇到一个非常可怕的遭遇。
Well, if God really loved me and cared for me, why did he allow me to get knocked down like that?
我们可以说，神若是真的爱我，怎么会让这样的事情发生呢？
So there is a trauma.
所以有一个这样子的经历。
Maybe a head injury.
也许是一个头部受伤的经历。
An attack of the enemy that causes us to have forgetfulness.
是出于仇敌的攻击，叫我们忘记了神的恩惠。
Now there's other kind of things that help us or make us forget at times.
还有一些事情会让我们会忘记的。
Lifestyles of excess.
就是我们丰富的生活方式。
Is there any in here that before you put your faith in Christ, you like to drink?
Say what?
Are those?
在你信主之前呢，你有喝酒的这种习惯的。
Drink and drink and drink.
你不断的喝，不断的喝。
And it's not easy to remember the next day.
你喝了很多之后，第二天早上你就是糊里糊涂的。
Lifestyles of excess and drunkenness.
因为我们喝太多的酒，以至于这样的生活方式。
Make it hard to remember.
让我们不容易记得事情。
You can be drunk on many things. Did you know that?
你知道我们可以在很多的事上都有所谓酗酒的问题。
Not just drugs or alcohol.
不只是说真的喝酒或吃药。
Some people live self-indulgent, excessive lifestyles.
有的人是过一个非常的自我的，非常的丰裕的生活。
They give their heart and their mind to the things of this world.
他们把他们的心呢，都放在这个世界上的事情。
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
你们知道我的意思吗？
The pursuit of fame or money or
追求财富，追求名誉。
Keeping up possessions to themselves.
堆积财富。
We can become intoxicated with these kinds of lifestyles.
有的时候我们会被这样的生活方式给污染。
And these two, just like drunkenness to a natural man,
就好像一个人呢，他可以喝酒太多，有酗酒的问题。
Can cause our spiritual man to forget about the goodness of God.
陷入在属世丰富里的那种心思或生活方式，可以让我们忘记了神的恩惠。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Have you ever found your heart distracted by temporal things?
你有没有被这些暂时属地的事物吸引住？
It happens very subtly, doesn't it?
常常是非常容易发生，突然就发生的。
A week passes, a month, a few months.
一个礼拜过去，一个月过去，几个月过去。
Suddenly you realize you've been fretting and worrying about stuff.
你突然发现，哎，我都在注意这些，是看得见这些事物。
And in the process, the Lord feels far away.
好像神离我越来越远。
Because we have grown forgetful.
因为我们变得健忘了。
We also grow forgetful. Some of us who are getting a little older can identify with this. But we can become forgetful with the passing of time.
有的时候因为我们年纪大了，时间过去了，我们就忘了。
You meet an old friend on the street.
你在路上碰到一个老朋友。
And they ask, oh, do you remember so and so?
他会说，哦，你记不记得某某某？
Remember they lived on this street?
记不记得那个人住在这条街上？
You go, I do not remember. That was 30 years ago.
我说哇，我不记得，那是30年前的事情了。
With the passing of time, we can grow forgetful.
时间过去了，我们会忘记以前的事情。
Yes, we who are older saints in the church.
是的，我们比较年长的基督徒。
We have a very important place within the assembly.
在教会里，我们有一个很重要的位置。
But with the passing of time and many years of serving the Lord.
但是有的时候时间过去，我们服侍了很多年。
Sometimes we take spiritual things for granted.
有的时候我们对很多属灵的事都觉得是理所当然的。
With over familiarity,
我们好像觉得我们太熟悉了。
We sometimes are a little less appreciative or forgetful about God.
有的时候我们就忘记了，或我们就不是那么感激神了。
The things of God.Others forget because they're abused.
有的时候我们忘记，因为我们被虐待了。
Wounded or manipulated.
或者我们受伤了，或被人家操纵了。
There's a very real physical phenomena.
在
or experience.
在物质的世界里，这是一个很真实的现象跟经历。
Where somebody that has been deeply wounded or hurt by another person.
当一个人被另外一个人很深深的伤害的时候
，may actually.Unconsciously block things out.
有的时候会不自觉的会把那段不愉快记忆给把它封埋住。
Amen.
Amen.
And I wish we could say that this never happens in the church.
我真希望我能说这样的事在教会里从来不发生的。
But it seems that it's easy to get hurt even in the Church of Jesus Christ sometimes.
但是好像有的时候在教会里反而我们比较容易受伤。
I've met some saints.
我遇见过一些圣徒
that have been so hurt.And manipulated in the church.
他们在教会里被受伤，并且觉得被操纵。
They want to forget the whole experience.
他们甚至想把这个不愉快的经历整个忘记掉。
And in their wanting to forget about how they were mistreated in the church.
当他们在试着忘记他们所受伤的那个经历。
They draw away from the Lord Himself.
他们自己也渐渐地远离神。
This is why we must be very, very careful in the body of Christ. Amen.
所以在基督身体里面，我们要很小心这件事。
Because our words are meant to uplift one another.
因为我们所说的话是要造就人。
To impart life to one another.
是要把生命带给人。
To help one another remember the goodness of God. Amen.
要帮助彼此记得神的恩惠的。阿门吗？
But if we're not careful, our words can cause great, great pain.
但是我们若不注意，我们所说的话会造成很大的痛苦。
That may cause the young and immature to even distance themselves from the things of God.
会让那些年幼的神家中年幼的因着这样的话语而慢慢把他们自己远离神。
Is this not a reality?
这在教会里岂不是真实的吗？
We must be very, very careful.
所以我们要很谨慎。
Especially with our children and the young ones in our midst.
特别在我们当中有年幼的、少年的。
It is our responsibility as older saints of God.
我们比较年长的弟兄姊妹，我们有这个责任。
To help them remember and focus on Christ clearly.
帮助他们记得，并且集中在神的恩惠上。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Not the idea of God or the things of church, but the person of Christ.
不是关于神的一些观念或者教会一些事情，而是耶稣基督他本人的身上。
All these things can make us.It can hit us and make us be forgetful.
这些事情我所说的这几种情况都随时可以碰撞击我们让我们变得健忘了。
Illness also makes people forget.
生病疾病也会叫我们忘记。
A lack of spiritual food and nourishment.
或者没有好的属灵的喂养也会叫我们健忘。
A lack of prayer and the reading of the word of God.
或者缺乏祷告或者不读神的话。
Compromises the spiritual man.
常常叫我们这个人里面属灵的人被折中了。
Weakens the spiritual man.
叫我们被软弱了。
And makes him prone to be forgetful.
让我们越来越容易忘记神。
Have you ever been very tired or very hungry and it's hard to remember?
你有没有曾经身体上觉得又累又饿，好像什么都想不起来？
It's interesting. They've recently discovered. I was reading a medical journal about amnesia.
最近我读那个医学的杂志，读到关于健忘症。
And this doctor explained.
这个医生写道。
That people with amnesia also find it hard to imagine the future.
他说那些有健忘症、失忆症的人，他们发现他很难预想到未来的事情。
Because our constructions of future scenarios or situations are closely linked to our recollection of past experiences.
因为我们能够预想未来、计划未来的能力在于我们对过去事情的记得。
Remembering the past and envisioning the future may go hand in hand, this physician said.
记得过去跟预想未来这两件事常常需要一起发生的。
So we as spiritual men and women,
我们是属灵的男人与女人。
As we neglect and forget about the good things God has done in the past,
若是我们忘记了神过去的恩惠，
Or we may neglect and forget about how good God is today. We will also likely suffer from the, with the ability to have vision for the future.
我们就可能会没有那个能力能够看到未来的远景。
As an assembly, as a church of saints.
我们是教会里的圣徒。
If we forget about the goodness of God today,
若是我们今天忘记了神的恩惠,
we won't be able to see the future for where God wants to take us.
我们就看不见未来, 不知道神要带我们到哪里去。
The two are very, very closely related.
这前后两件事是非常有关系的。
There's a short-term memory loss.
有的时候我们有短暂的失忆症。
You get knocked down, you forget an hour.
有的时候你被打倒了，大概一小时之久，你记不得很多事情。
And then there is a more severe type of memory loss.
但是还有更严重的失忆症。
We might forget the identity of an old friend.
也许我们会忘记一个老朋友。
Or where we lived.
或者我以前住在哪里？很久以前我住在什么地方
？The most severe type of amnesia.
最严重的健忘症。
Is when we forget those who we are most closely related to.
就是我们忘记那些我们最有关系的。
And worse yet, we forget who we are ourselves.
更严重的，有时候我们会忘记我们自己是谁了。
Do you hear where I'm going with this?
你们明白我的意思吗？
You might forget a piece here, a piece there.
我们也许会忘记这个，忘记那个。
But when this spiritual forgetfulness or spiritual amnesia really sets in,
当那个属灵的健忘症真的成为我们的一个严重问题的时候，
it causes the saints of God to forget the Lord Himself,
会让神的百姓忘记了神自己，
and even who you are,
甚至忘记了我们自己是谁，
who God has made us,
神怎谁啊？ God, 神已经把我们造成，神为什么造我们？
Has anybody ever prayed for you or even maybe given you a word and said the Lord is going to do thus and such, He's going to use you in a powerful way?
你有没有曾经在祷告时有人跟你说神要怎么样用你，有一天神要怎么样使用你？
Busyness creeps in, sin creeps in, the world creeps in.
但是因为你后来太忙了，世界也进到你的生命里，罪恶也进到你的生命里。
We neglect that prophetic word.
我们就忽略了那个向我们所说的预言。
And suddenly,It seems like a long, long time ago, and we don't have hope that God wants to use us anymore.
一下，你好像觉得这事情发生太久以前了，我都失去了神能够再使用我的盼望了。
What did God promise you about your children?
神是怎么样应许关于我们的儿女的？
Has the Lord ever given you a word or a promise about your sons and daughters?
神有没有曾经给你话，怎样给你他的应许关于你的儿女的？
Has the Lord ever given you a promise about maybe your wife or a close family, loved one?
或者你的配偶，或者你所爱的家人？
Maybe you've been praying for a neighbor and the Lord spoke something that He wanted to do in their life.
甚至你曾经为你的邻居祷告的时候，神有启示在你的心中，他要如何成就这事？
You who planted this assembly, who started this fellowship.
我们在这里开始了这里的工作。
What did the Lord say to you in the beginning about the church?
在开始的时候，神说了什么话？
What did the Lord say He wanted to do here?
神要做什么事？
Do you have a promise?
你有没有神的应许？
Do you?
你有吗？
Did God say some things?
神有说话吗？
Did God speak some things?
神说话了吗？
Did a brother come up and say, the Lord laid this on my heart? And you go, that was exactly what God showed me.
有没有一个弟兄跟你说，神这样感动我的心？你说，那就是神对我说的
一样的话。That's exactly what brother so-and-so or this sister said would happen.
某某弟兄或某某姊妹也说过这样的话。
But a little hardship, pressure comes in.
但是一些的压力，一些的难处来了。
The enemy attacks.
仇敌攻击我们。
And suddenly it seems like a long time ago and you can't remember anymore.
一下子那个应许好像在很久很久以前的事了，你不记得了。
So you start letting go of your hope for that to happen.
好像慢慢你的盼望也失去了。
And when we become hopeless,
当我们成为没有盼望的人，
it's just a short time till we become prayerless and we quit doing the things that help that to happen.
很快我们就好像不愿意祷告了，好像很多其他事就开始发生了。
1 Timothy 4:14
提摩太前书第四章第十四节。
Does this apply to anybody here this morning?
我们今天早上所分享的对你们有没有实际的帮助？对你们适用吗？
Is it a burden for me to remind you this morning to remember the Lord?
今天早晨我的负担是提醒大家记得神。
Is it a burden to hear me talk about, exhort you to remember the scriptures and the good things that God said he was going to do?
你们对你们适用吗？提醒你们我们要记得神的恩惠。
Is it a burden for you, for me to tell you that God, about God's unfailing love, his mercy, his kindness, and his goodness?
我告诉你们神不止息的爱他的恩典他的慈爱对我分享这样子对你们来说是一个重担吗？
That God wants to do something good here in your midst.
是一个负担吗？那神要在我们当中做一个好的事。
I hope it's not. Let's read 1 Timothy 4:14. Paul's exhortation to the young church leader.
第四章第十四节，神借着保罗在这里鼓励那个年轻的领袖提摩太。
He says, "Do not neglect the gift." Do not neglect the gift you have,
不要轻忽你所得的恩赐,
which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid hands on you.
就是从前借着预言在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。
There are things that God has spoken to you. It may be through the laying on of hands.
也许神借着别人为你按手的时候向你说过话。
Or maybe the Lord just spoke a promise through His Word.
或者当你读神的话时候，神直接向你说话。
Or just as you prayed.
或者当你祷告的时候，神说话。
And I believe the exhortation for this body is the same. Do not neglect it.
所以不要忽略这些。
Don't forget it.
不要轻忽所得的。
Don't let something else distract you from it.
不要让其他的事物叫你从这条路上。
Remember what the Lord said.
要记得神向你所说的话。
Don't let something come in and push that to the side.
不要让其他的事物来把你当走的路推掉了。
This is a scheme of the enemy oftentimes to make us forget, and that is to ask questions.
很多时候仇敌的伎俩就是叫我们忘记，就是问我们问题。
It's amazing to me, the schemes of the enemy or the process of temptation is very detailed in the scripture.
对我常说，我常觉得很有意思，在圣经里详细的记载仇敌他们诡计所他们的细节。
But we often don't study much about that.
但是我们常常没有仔细去研读。
Remember Eve in the garden?
记不记得在伊甸园里的事？
Now when Satan approached her to tempt her to sin,
当仇敌来诱惑夏娃犯罪的时候，
he did not contradict the plain instruction of God.
他并没有直接来挑战神所给亚当夏娃的命令。
He asked a question.
但他是提了一个问题。
A subtle question.
非常好的问题。
Did the Lord really say?
神岂真的这样说吗？
You ever heard one of those questions?
有没有常常听到这样的问话？
Remember Jesus in the wilderness was when the Satan came to him to tempt him?
记得耶稣在旷野里禁食的时候，仇敌来试探他。
Satan did not contradict clearly the instruction of the Father.
仇敌并没有直接来对神的话说相反的话。
He started with a question.
但他是用一个问话开始的。
Isn't this how it works?
岂不是，你有没有发现都是这样子的吗？
Questions that don't out and out contradict what God has clearly said.
有时候人向我们发出疑问，不是来直接对神的话有一个相反的说法。
But questions that bring self-doubt.
但是呢，叫我们发生自我的疑问。
Questions that bring distraction.
带来分散我们在神面前的注意力。
Questions that bring forgetfulness.
或这样的问题，这种疑问挑战，叫我们成为健忘的人。
Be careful of a question that may seem sincere.
有的时候，人的问题好像是很诚恳的。
But produces a wrong effect.
但是带来相反的效果。
Amen. We don't only judge something based on an action,
我们不是以行动来审判或决定，
but we judge something also by the effect that it has on other people.
我们判断一件事呢，不是以它的行为来判断，常常要看它带来的效果是什么。
I've seen many people use the word of God and it looked like a biblical preaching.
很多时候我也看到人用神的话好像在那里宣扬，在那里教导。
It seemed to be clear biblical teaching.
好像是蛮清楚的，是圣经的教训的。
But with the passing of time, I was able to judge that the effect that it was having on people was not what God wanted to see happen.
但是时间慢慢过去的时候，我就能够判断，怎么判断呢？根据这个教导后来带出来，在神百姓当中的那个效果是什么？
Amen. So there are some questions that are not profitable, that do not help us focus on Christ, but distract us from Christ.
所以有的时候有一些问题是 不是帮助我们集中在主身上，反而是叫我们从主身上被带开来。
We must be wise and know how to discern the difference.
所以我们要有智慧能够分辨。
Amen.
Amen.
So people may seem very sincere, but if their actions continue to make you be forgetful,
但是人也许好像是很诚恳的，但是若说他们所做的让你渐渐的忘记了神的恩惠
，to put your take your focus off Christ，
叫我们的注意力不再是基督了。
You need to beware。
我们要谨慎。
I had a close brother, a few years back。
几年之前，我有一个跟我很亲的弟兄。
Seemed to be a fervent follower of Christ.
他好像是一个非常爱主的弟兄。
He went through a very difficult time.
他经过一个非常艰难的时间。
His marriage broke up.
他的婚姻破裂了。
And for a time, he totally denied the Lord.
有一段时间，他甚至完全否认主的名。
Then later on, he made a sort of profession of Christ.Renewed that profession.
后来呢，他好像又在更新他在主面前的一个情形。
But he was not in a good place.
但他的光景并不好。
And he had always been a very influential brother.
他一向是蛮有影响力的一个人。
He had good gifts of teaching and encouragement.
他有很好的恩赐，他能够教导，他也会鼓励人。
But when his heart was not in a good place,
但当他的心呢，不是在一个对的光景里的时候，
those gifts continued to function the way they had always.
他的恩赐还是照样可以运用。
Except not to help people remember Christ.
可惜的是呢，他所有的服事不能够帮助人纪念主的恩惠。
He seemed to stay very busy going from one struggling brother to another struggling sister asking questions.
他好像也很忙碌的在那里关怀这个弟兄或那个姊妹，问他们许多的问题。
Questions that he had no answers for.
甚至他所问的问题，他自己也没有答案的。
Questions that began to make those struggling brothers and sisters in the church have many questions themselves. And as a consequence, they became forgetful about the good things of the Lord. They became distracted. And they ended up in the same position that he was in. Amen.
Amen.
Some people want to be so merciful.
有的人喜欢有怜悯。
I had one brother that walked with this young man. That walked with this brother that was in this state.
我有一我就 you walk with him?
No, I had a friend.
哦，我有一个朋友就陪着这个弟兄。
And he would want to be merciful and encourage him.
我的这个朋友呢，为了向他有怜，想表示怜悯，他就陪着他走这一段路。
Hoping in time that he would be better himself.
希望呢，经过一段时间呢，帮助他能够慢慢起来。
But as he spent more and more time trying to encourage this brother with all the questions,
但当他陪他走路的时候，想要鼓励他的时候呢？
He started to have questions himself.
结果我这个朋友也被他感染了，反而也产生了许多的问题。
He was a man, my friend, that was trying to be merciful. He was just very gifted in pastoral, merciful gifts.
我这位朋友呢，是很有怜悯的，很有那个牧者的那个恩赐的。
But there's a time to be merciful.
但是我们有什么事都有一定的时间，有怜悯的时候。
And then there's a time to recognize that that person that you're trying to minister to is having a bad influence on you.
但是我们也要有一个时候认知到说，这个弟兄身上的问题会对我产生负面的影响。
Amen.
Amen.
We've got to guard our heart with all diligence, as the scripture says.
圣经告诉我们要谨慎保守约束我们的心。
Proverbs says, "For out of it flow the very issues of life."
And 箴言告诉我们说。我们的一生的果效是从心发出来的。
What we set our eye on and our ear to,
我们眼睛所看的，我们的耳朵所听的，
has a lot to do with what we remember or what we forget.
都跟我们所记得的或跟我们忘记的很有关系。
Be careful what you listen to.
要谨慎我们所听见的话。
Be careful what you set your eye on.
谨慎我们的眼目所看见的事。
Be careful what you give your heart to.
要谨慎，我们的心不要随便交托出去。
There are some things that seem very innocent or even good.
有些事情看起来是好的事情。
That the effect of them.
但是它所带来的影响。
It makes you forgetful.
会叫我们忘记神。
Couple last verses and then we'll close.
最后两节的经节。
Psalm 77 verse 11.
诗篇七十七章。
The psalmist is determined.
我要这个诗篇的诗人说道。
I will remember the works of the Lord.
我要提说耶和华所行的。
Surely I will remember your wonders of old.
我要纪念你古时的奇事。
Amen. That's a good place to be, isn't it?
这是一个很好的光景，不是吗？
I will remember.
我要提说。
Say that this morning. I will remember.
我要纪念，我要提说。
Psalms 105 verse 5.
诗篇第105篇第五节。
Remember his marvelous works which he has done.
纪念他奇妙的作为。
His wonders and the judgments of his mouth.
和他的奇事并他口中的判语。
Psalms 143 verse 5.
诗篇143篇第五节。
I will remember the days of old.
我追想古时之日。
I meditate on all your works.
思想你的一切作为。
I muse or meditate on the works of your hands.
默念你手的工作。
And finally, Song of Solomon chapter 1 verse 4.
最后雅歌一章第四节。
We will remember your love more than wine.
我们要称赞或者我们要记得你的爱情甚至称赞美酒。
Rightly do they love you.
他们爱你是理所当然的。
Amen.
Amen 吗?
So let's remember the Lord Jesus Christ and all of his benefits.
让我们记得我们的耶稣基督并他一切的好处。
Remember how faithful he has been.
要记得他是怎样信实的。
How kind and compassionate.
他是怎样慈爱蛮有怜悯的。
He has never lied to us once, amen?
而且他从来没有向我们说过谎。
He has been nothing but good to us, amen?
他对我们只有好从来没有亏负我们。
Set your mind on those things.
叫我们的心思就定在这些恩惠里面。
Set your mind on the things above and not below.
要将我们的心思定在上面的事不要思念地上的事。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
Well, let me pray for you and then... We'll turn it back over to Brother Timothy.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, help us not to be forgetful.
主啊，帮助我们不要忘记。
God, help us to be a people who know how to recollect, to recollect.
让我们成为那个记得收回你恩惠的百姓。
God, that we will meditate on your goodness, Jesus.
主啊，我们要思念你的好处。
All your benefits.
所有你的恩惠。
God, that remind us even this morning by the power of your Spirit.
早晨借着你的圣灵来提醒我们。
Remind us of promises that we have maybe forgotten about.
记得叫我们记得你给我们的应许。
Remind us, God, of a word maybe you spoke to us about this fellowship, about this church.
也许叫我们记得你对着这里的事工、这里的教会当初的应许。
About what you wanted to do in this assembly.
提醒我们，你要在这里百姓当中所要做成的事。
What you want to do in our family and with our children, Jesus.
提醒我们，你要在我们的家中，在我们的孩子身上做成的事。
About the future and the hope that you had for even our individual gifts here, God.
并且就着你所赐给我们个人的恩赐，你要未来怎样的使用。
Those who have been forgetful about their calling, help them to remember the place that you have called them to work in the body of Christ.
主啊，我们当中曾经得过你的呼召的，主啊，叫我们记得你当初召我们在基督身体里的功用。
Thank you, Jesus. God, we just cast every care, every discouragement, God, all the weariness at the foot of the cross this morning, Jesus.
早晨我们把我们所有的疲倦、所有的沮丧、所有的重担都放在十架的面前。
God, if we have been discouraged, if we have been hit and knocked down,
主啊，我们若是曾经被击打或者气馁的
，God, help us to get up and remember your goodness.
帮助我们站起来，记得你的恩惠。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣大能的名祷告，阿门。
Amen.
Amen.